Minister John O'Dowd warning again that we have far too many school places, 85,000 empty school desks in Northern Ireland. Yesterday, the Commission for Catholic Education report proposed five direct closures: Drumcree College in Portadown, St Gemma's in Belfast, St Peter's in Londonderry, St Mary's in Fermanagh and St Eugene's in Castlederg. We'll get your views this morning, 08459 555 678. The text 81771, the email nolan at bbc.co.uk. Let's hear what the Minister, John O'Dowd, had to say.
While many of these schools have dramatically falling populations in terms of pupils going to them, there's still pupils attending them, and they have strong emotional attachment to the school, as does their families. Over the coming period ahead, what will happen is the Kelly Commission will publish what is known as a development proposal. During 2 months following that, they're able to go into a consultation mode, and everyone, all stakeholders, parents, pupils, teachers, trade union representatives, will be able to make their views known to me. And following that, I will make a decision based on the evidence involved in each individual school.
Yeah, but consultation mode, Minister, what does that mean? It's you that's putting it about that there are 85,000 empty school desks in Northern Ireland. You're putting the pressure on.
Well, I think, Stephen, you'd be putting the pressure on myself if I wasn't highlighting the fact that there's 85,000 empty school desks. We have to deal with this issue. This is putting a massive financial strain on the entire education sector. And if I was not to deal with it, I think I would quite rightly be open to public ridicule for that matter. Every empty school desk puts pressure on the system. 85,000 empty school desks put massive pressure on the system. But I have to deal with each school on its own merits and the merits of its case. I think it would be unfair just to have a blanket judgment on five schools. Each of those five schools will have their own story to tell, will have how they've reached the condition they're in, will have a story to tell, and maybe in some cases they'll even have a plan to come out of the current situation they're in. And I think it's only right and proper we listen to those cases.
What's the criteria then? Because it's got to be consistent. So how do you decide whether to let a school die or not?
It will be based on the principles of the Sustainable Schools Policy, a document that was published several years ago, and it talks about how we build a sustainable schools estate. And that is an open, transparent document. Commission have based their report
Give us
my recommendations on decisions on that.
Yeah, give us the top line to that, though. Sustainable schools policy. It's something that you're probably not going to open up while you're getting your dinner at night, is it? What's the top line to that? How do you decide?
Well, there's six broad criteria based within that. It's based on pupil enrolment, educational attainment, access to the community, its financial position, leadership in the school, or leadership in the school. All those criteria are put in the mix. I assess the school against all that criteria. I will assess that criteria against the evidence I hear during the consultation period. Some school communities may come forward with proposals on how they work their way towards achieving a sustainable...
So, Minister, it's like a point system.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say it's a point system, Stephen. The criteria is set there because that is the criteria which has been shown to give a strong, sustainable school in the heart of a community. Each school currently announced by the Catholic Commission for proposal for closure, as I keep saying, has its own story to tell, and I'm not going to prejudge any decision I make in the months ahead.
You talk about educational attainment. You could have a fantastic school that is doing a lot more than simply, you know, getting top grades and results. An education is about a lot more than an A grade or a B grade.
You're absolutely correct. But we are moving towards broadening of our curriculum. Children in the future will be offered between 24 and 27 subjects. And I am of the view that all children should have access to that wide criteria. The other factor in this is that as pupil enrolment numbers fall, and in some cases they're falling dramatically, the money going into a school subsequently falls dramatically. So therefore, that places pressure on that school. It doesn't have the resources, the staffing levels, to continue to deliver the high-quality education that is required for our young people. Now, that doesn't mean that the staff who are in the school are not highly dedicated. It doesn't mean that they're doing everything within their power for the children. What it does mean is that despite their best efforts and their commitment, the resources aren't simply there to provide the education that our young people are entitled to as we move forward towards the entitlement or the curriculum of 27 subjects.
What do you say to people in your own constituency? What is it, Drumcree College in Portadown?
Well, I say to them, as I say, and I have to look on this as Education Minister, I'm responsible for schools across the North, I say to them that there's an open and transparent system in place for a decision to be made on this. The development proposal will be published, and I will take on board the views of key stakeholders in regard to...
And you might let their school sink, though. You might.
Sorry, Stephen?
You might let their school sink.
Well, I wouldn't use that terminology.
Of course you wouldn't.
But I will make the decision...
Might be the reality.
I will make a decision based on the evidence before me, both on what the quality of education is for the pupils currently at any school and what the quality of the education will be for schools in the future.
When will we know, Minister?
And this is also important, Stephen. And what effect keeping a school open has on the rest of the education sector.
When will we know?
I would like this process to be concluded as quickly as possible, Stephen, but there is a time frame set out in legislation which I have to respect and will be respecting. And I also don't want to just rush to a decision to have a decision. There's a 2-month consultation period. I intend to engage in that fully. And following that, when all the evidence is before me, I will make a decision as quickly as possible, but I certainly won't be making a hasty decision.
See, John, you talk about expense in the school system. If we had one school system teaching Catholic and Protestant kids together, that would save money. We can't even get close to that in this country.
Well, Stephen, I have committed under the programme for government to set up an advisory group on sharing in education, which will report to me, and then we will move that forward. We have established sectors in our education system providing excellent education, but we also have divisions within sectors. We've seen, even in terms of the Catholic Commission's report, that they cannot get agreement within their own sector on how we move forward with academic selection. So it's not only a case of sharing across sectors. We have to get individual sectors to work together. And sharing across community lines is one thing. I think the big test for this society is sharing across socioeconomic lines.
Are there schools open now, Minister, finally, that may be closed by September?
Well, Stephen, I think that if you have 85,000 empty school desks, falling enrolments, major deficits in schools, I think it's highly likely that there are schools open now who will not be open in September.
That's not much notice to somebody that's got a job.
It's not much notice. And we've been waiting on the Catholic Commission's report, which I have to say is a very comprehensive piece of work for a significant period of time. However, I will take all those factors into account. The determining factor on when I make a decision and when that decision will be implemented will be the educational quality of the children currently attending the school and pupils who are attending the school in the future. What we do want to see, and there is a mechanism in place where teachers facing redundancy, we have set up what is known as a clearinghouse now in an attempt to ensure that where possible, teachers are re-employed in other schools. Now that will not always, we'll not be able to achieve that 100%, but we want to keep as many teachers in post as possible. The recent investment announced by the First and Deputy First Minister and the Finance Minister has went a long way to assist us in doing that. But we are facing major financial challenges in education, and I have a responsibility to work towards managing the education sector as efficiently and effectively as possible to ensure that young people out there get the best opportunity in life.
Okay, Minister, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
That's the Minister, John O'Dowd, this morning. We can get your reaction today. Susan, you're the parent of a daughter who goes to Drumcree College. Morning to you, Susan.
Morning.
It's one of the schools that is certainly under threat. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, totally disgusted. Just totally let down by the whole upset of it all. You know, like my oldest girl, she's at it now in year 8 and absolutely loving it. The second girl was due to go now in September, and hopefully she will. She has learned so much in that school in such a short period of time. You know, they won the Eco flag there last month, the only school, secondary school in Northern Ireland to get it. You know, there's a lot going on in the school that people don't realise. And because they've given a bad name, the parents aren't sending their children to it, which is so unfair. They're not giving the school a chance. They don't go to the open days. You know, it's just been so heartbreaking for everybody.
And they don't go to the open days, why? Because there's a cloud hanging over it because of the uncertainty?
Yeah, I think so, because every year at this time of the year when the forms are given out for the P7s, this rumour comes out, oh, Drumcree's closing, it won't be open next year. So people are afraid to send their children.
But Susan, money's tight.
Well, if you like, the Irish News gave a report not that long ago about the debts in the school and whatever. Drumcree was one of the schools that had very little debt or no debt at all, compared to some that were in thousands of pounds of debt. Drumcree was sustaining itself.
What do you say to the minister this morning, Susan?
He's just backing out of it. He's not actually saying anything substantial that we don't know. We're still in limbo.
Well, he's consulting. And he's pointing out 85,000 places, empty school places across Northern Ireland.
Yeah, across Northern Ireland, that's fine. This is the only Catholic secondary school in Portadown. Where are the children supposed to go? If people don't have transport and their child's sick in Armagh, Dungannon, how do they get that child home?
Where will they go?
Exactly, where will they go? Nobody has said.
Let me speak to Michelle this morning. You have a son at Drumcree College, Michelle. Morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. My son is in year 11. Sitting in the middle of sitting his GCSEs, and it's a very worrying time of how he's going to, if he's made to go to another school, how is he going to cope? How is he going to get on with his exams? Very, very worrying.
According to the official figures, though, there are currently 169 pupils at Drumcree College. That enrolment's down 20% in the last 3 years, Michelle.
I don't understand why, as Susan says. It is, whenever it comes out, the scaremongering comes out every year at the same time. It was the exact same whenever I went to view the school on open night. I was asking the teachers, rumours going round, is the school closing, is the school closing? The rumours was going round 4 years ago when I was putting my son in, and it's the same every year, and parents just don't know what to do.
But you understand the difficult situation the minister's in. He's got all of these empty school places. He's got a tightening budget. What does he do? Keep schools open where the enrolment's fallen? I mean, while there's empty desks elsewhere?
Well, I don't know. Even all I can tell you from is Drumcree. I mean, it has won. The Education Minister was there on Thursday in Rushmere, handing that plaque out for Drumcree winning the Good Business Award. And then whenever the children goes back to school, they're told that the school's closing. And they're winning the arts competition over all Northern Ireland. My husband himself doesn't be well at times, and sometimes I have to lift my son out of school. And one of the teachers actually stopped me and said, "Don't take him out of school. I'll bring him home for you, Michelle. Don't worry about it. If you have an appointment with your husband, I'll bring him home. Where else am I going to get that in a school?" Practically, it's one-on-one. He's excelling in everything that he does. The classroom assistants, Roisin and Deirdre, absolutely fantastic. Special needs is going to have to go to the Lexico Island now if that school closes.
Do you think you're going to win this?
Well, I hope. I don't understand why a lot of the parents aren't sending their children up to it, because the exams is absolutely fantastic. I was speaking to a business owner on Saturday who herself come out of Drumcree. Her daughter's an A-star in her science. So it's doing really, really well with exams and things like that to get our pupils through it. I don't understand why some of the people in the area, because it's a bad name, aren't sending their children to it. And whenever they're paying to send their children up to Armagh and to Dungannon and everywhere, now if Drumcree closes and they get that free, where's the money coming from then?
Well, your school's in the minister's constituency.
Yeah. We feel so let down, so let down by this. We were at the school yesterday and within 15, 20 minutes, the crowd there was so positive. So it was organised within 15, 20 minutes. It was absolutely brilliant. The parents there that really want their children, the children love it. And the staff is absolutely fantastic. Mrs. McConville and Mr. Bullock, absolutely fantastic, approachable. They'll do everything for the children. Really fantastic.